What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Sean vs. Wild podcast. I'm your host, the man, the myth, the Sean Thriller Smith, the guy putting rad back into talk radio, and it's time to rock and roll all night and podcast every Tuesday. On the show today, I've got Kevin Fletcher, Chris Doty, and Chris Goins from Summer Youth. Guys, if you haven't heard Summer Youth yet, you got to check them out, and we'll, of course, be playing their song on the podcast, but I don't want to sound like I have a little nepotism here because Kevin and I have been such close friends and bandmates and business partners for the last 13, 14 years. But I will say Summer Youth, man, takes Uh-Huh Baby Yeah and the things that we did maybe to another level, a new level of bringing it kind of into the 21st century. I had a great time recording this podcast. Whenever we start out, actually, we thought it would be a funny idea. At first, we were snacking on some hot chips, some haunted ghost pepper chips. And then we decided, hey, we're just going to go chip chugging. We're going to do this whole bag as fast as we possibly can. And as soon as the podcast starts, you will see us in the midst of burning mouths, sweating heads, teary eyes, and all that good sort of thing. It takes us a minute to get our bearings back. But it was really fun, honestly. Great podcast. A lot more fun stories on this one. A lot more just general talk. Of course, we are going to talk about Summer Youth. We're going to play the song Secrets by them on the show today. But this is going to be kind of a fun episode. I'm really happy about it. Really excited about that. So yeah, guys, thanks so much for tuning in. I want to take care of some business here to tell you a few things. One, got to talk about my sponsor, the OG sponsor, AudiophileInc.com. Shane from Audiophile Inc. has been printing my stuff for, you know, 10, 15 years at this point. He can print some stuff for you. He's a screen printer for those of you just now tuning in. And he's going to screen print stuff for your band, your business, your ideas, your podcast, whatever it is, the items you like, the designs you like, on the brands that you like. And he's going to do it at the price that you like, the best price in town, no matter what town you live in. AudiophileInc.com, AudiophileInc.com. You want to talk to Shane, you tell him the Wild Man sent you. Also, guys, I need to stress a little harder. I got a brand new sponsorship with Audible. And what that means is Audible is going to give me some kickbacks for anybody that signs up for a free 30-day trial. So, guys, if you enjoy the podcast and you enjoy audiobooks, go to audibletrial.com/SeanVsWild, SEANVSWILD, audibletrial.com/SeanVsWild, and start your free 30 days. Do that from a laptop or desktop. Basically, sign in with your Amazon account, start your free 30 days. When you do, all listeners will get a free audiobook for you to check out, man. Maybe you want to check out Stephen King's It. Hey, I don't blame you, man. It just came to the theater. Maybe you like it and you want to check out what the book is all about. You want to pick up the pieces, man, just in time for part two. You can do so. You just go to audibletrial.com/SeanVsWild from your laptop or desktop and get signed up. Get your free audiobook now. Guys, thanks so much for tuning in. Please like, share, and subscribe on social media. If this is your first podcast that you're checking out, welcome. Willkommen. And we appreciate you tuning in. And the show is on iTunes. It's on Stitcher. It's on YouTube. I've been trying to grow my Facebook numbers. So if you haven't yet, please like the show on Facebook. Definitely would appreciate that. Want to get some more visibility as we're going into the second year. And like I said last week, got a portable recorder. I'm actually recording this on my lunch break on my Zoom H1, which I have lovingly nicknamed the Wild One. So here I am sweating in my vehicle on my lunch break here. It's such a warm day, unseasonably warm day here in Indiana. Guys, thanks so much for tuning in. Also, big thanks to Joe Brock for booping the dials per usual. And be prepared for a podcast filled with laughs. We're talking about awesome tour stories. We're talking about monster trucks. And we're talking about Summer Youth. So check it out, guys. Let's get wild.
Guys, everybody tuning in right now, we just decided it would be fun. We each ate our own individual bag of haunted ghost pepper Pocky chips.
And they were 2 ounces each, too.
It was a spicy, spicy Dorito-like chip.
Spicy meatball.
I'm regretting it. I'm regretting it big time right now. I don't even know how this is going to go on. I got sweat running down my face.
Where the fuck did you get these?
Tears coming down my eyes.
At Thornton's.
Light, crispy, and freaking hot. Witness the haunted ghost pepper, the scariest of them all. These chips will terrify your taste buds. Ours are still hiding under the bed.
These chips will tear apart your asshole.
I had a safe poop the day after, but like the 30 minutes after I ate it was pretty miserable. It's like you can take it. You take something cold and you think you're good.
There's a warning label on this.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Hold on. Let me read this shit to you. Warning. The contents of this bag are extremely frightening. Pocky is not responsible for any injuries that may result from ingesting this delicious terror. The use of gloves and safety goggles is encouraged. Common side effects include addiction to burning pain, blurred vision, and unquenchable thirst. Enjoy with caution and consider yourself warned.
Jesus Christ.
Here's the deal. We just chip-chugged. All four of us chip-chugged our bag as fast as we could.
Oh, that was quick.
And it is a burn.
I'm sweaty.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sweaty.
My eyes are watering now, buddy.
That's good, though.
I'm going to have a constant stream of cold liquids.
You came prepared with IBC root beers.
We couldn't do our own episode of Hot Ones. So.
Here's the deal. I got a whole thing to say about this. Sean from Hot Ones has a show called Sean in the Wild that showed up after Sean versus Wild. So this is my way of getting back at him, bro. If you're listening, we're hot chip chugging. Forget wings. We're taking it next level, bro. We're hot chip chugging. So welcome to the Sean versus Wild podcast, the place with hot questions and even hotter chips. See that? See what I did there? But guys, in the studio today, I'm sitting down with Summer Youth. I got Kevin Fletcher. I've got Chris Doty. I've got Chris Goins. It's kind of like a Sean versus Wild Hall of Fame because, Kevin, you were back in episodes 12 and 13.
Yeah.
And Doty and Goins, you guys did my Iron Falcon episode like 2 months ago.
Oh, yeah.
So it's an all-star panel here, guys.
Hey, how are them numbers holding up?
Hey, man, those numbers, dude. You guys rocked it. I don't want to, you know, say too much, but I do expect even better numbers this week, guys. I'm going to hold you to it. We'll see.
Doty, are you going to be okay?
Yeah, I'm going to make it.
We're going to get honest answers, man.
We just took truth serum.
Yeah, basically. But guys, I'm here with Summer Youth in the studio. It's a great Saturday night. We've all been crying because of the hot chips. Kevin seems to be doing all right. Goins, you actually seem to be doing all right. Me and Doty are not.
My body's tingling, man.
Well, are you tingly?
I can feel it.
I'm taking
my
next level.
My problem's not the chip. Like, the chip's hot, but the fact that I only have root beer to drink, when I drink root beer, I throw up the foam. And so I'm trying to keep that down.
We've already had one spill.
Hey, it wasn't me this time.
That's true. Dude, there's something about it. But you know what? It's all right. These carpets, what's a little water? We're just washing the place.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing you got the multicolored carpet.
That's true, man.
It's Burberry.
It's Burberry.
what the fuck is it? Is it Berber carpet?
Berber.
I'm thinking cologne, Burberry.
I'm not a Burberry carpet specialist.
The only reason I know is from Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
I'm going to touch my eye at some point in this podcast.
Don't do it. You should have worn the goggles like the label
says. It says wear gloves, dude.
Could you imagine if we wore gloves and goggles while we ate those?
Eat chips.
What's wrong with you, dude? Dude, I'm just safety's number one. Safety's paramount here. So, guys, I tell you what. Let's go ahead and I'm gonna ask you here, Kevin. Last time we talked, our conversation kind of ended around November of 2016, mm-hmm, in the timeline of this. And so once Uh-Huh Baby Yeah parted ways, you went on to form Summer Youth. How did the band come about?
Well,
let the people know.
So Summer Youth was kind of it was a name that I had been toying around with, but had never actually wanted. I didn't know what I was going to call it. I thought about doing solo stuff. I thought about forming a new band. There were a lot of different things that I wanted to do. Wasn't exactly just all these different ideas. So I had a few song ideas, and during that time I actually found Chris Doty on Facebook. Dude, are you chewing ice out of the cooler?
My mouth is hot.
Out of the old Iron Falcon cooler.
So but anyway, yeah, so I was on Facebook one day, and Chris Doty and I were randomly Facebook friends, and he posted some drum videos of him doing some drum covers and stuff, and I saw it and was like, hey, dude, would you want to jam sometime? And of course, you know, he hit me back and was like, yeah, dude, I'd love to.
He was like, brother, I'll tell you what. I'll be right there.
I'll tell you what? You come out to Charleston? but so we hit it off really well, Facebook Messenger and whatnot, and just, you know, chatting back and forth. And so I went to his house.
Oh, yeah, and then you gave me your digits.
Well, yeah, I gave you my number. That's right. I gave you my number.
The jits were exchanged, bro. Yeah.
And then we just kind of started. I went over to Doty's house and we jammed out. And he had a friend of his that came in and was kind of messing around with some stuff. And I was playing guitar because all these ideas I'd come up with, and they didn't fit on Hum Baby Yeah. And they were just like songs that I wasn't sure what to do with. And so that's kind of how the whole thing began. And then he brought Goins in. What's up, dude?
What up?
He brought Goins in to come into a practice, and it just, you know, kind of spiraled out from there.
Spiraled right out of control from there.
The out of control band that we are.
Yeah, absolutely, dude. This hot chips. You know, honestly, though, I feel...
I'm fine now.
I feel like I'm fine now, too. Like, yeah, it is a little warm, but...
See, the problem I had the first...
It
was in the way. I was trying to talk to him. Yeah, the problem I had when I first tried them was that I was in a car. Like, I brought them to the movie theater, tried one. It was like, it's too hot. Then afterwards, I finished them up in the car and I went home. Didn't have anything to drink.
That sucks.
And I was just, help.
At least you didn't do it in the movies, because imagine how, like, bummer of an experience that would be. Like, hey, man, I'm trying to watch Wonder Woman here, dude. My mouth's on fire.
Was it the drive-in or was it Regal?
It was the $5 Tuesday movies in Louisville.
Oh,
there you go. That's exclusive.
Got a ball on a budget.
Yeah.
I always wanted
What's her name?
So, yeah. And then from there, like, what's the song? What was the songwriting process like? What was the whole thing like? So now you guys are all together
timeline. I'm going to jump in and just kind of. So, originally, a lot of the ideas that were brought to the table were just songs that I had thrown together that, like I said, didn't fit Uh-Huh Baby Yeah, but they were songs that I liked. So I brought them in. We started toying around with them. And then when Goins became part of the project, he had a lot of expertise in recording, and the ideas that he brought to the table were super cool. We actually wrote, I want to say, I had like three or four songs that I brought out. And we kind of fleshed them together and made a, I guess, the beginnings of the first songs that we had written. And then Goins sends this idea one day to all of us. And he's just like, I'm not sure what to think of this. You know, here you guys go. I put this together. And it was the first verse and chorus to Chaos Magic. And so as soon as I heard it, I was just like, you know, we got to pump the brakes on this thing, man. Like, this song is, it rips. The riff is tight. I can hear the melody over top of it immediately. I like, not that I hate the songs that I wrote before, but Goins, I think we found our niche. I think we found our magic.
The niche.
Here. Yeah.
Niche.
Yeah, I think we found the magic that happens and what's kind of making summer
chaos, man.
Yeah, what's making summer youth kind of what it is. And it really is, you know, Goins is he's really great at writing music that I can sing over. And so
that helps.
Yeah. And but it's easy to write to. So as soon as he sent me, you know, Chaos Magic, and I was listening to that, like, I could jam out to it immediately. So we ditched pretty much everything. Scrapped it all of the original songs that I had put together, and I was like, this is where we're going to start. So that's kind of where we began, and then we recorded Chaos Magic, and then we put it out, and it was the very first song that was ever released through the new project.
You know, one thing that I've mentioned to you, and I mentioned to both the Chris's, I've mentioned to every member of Kevin and the Chris's, is what I like about Summer Youth is, when you're comparing it, ultimately, to Uh-Huh Baby Yeah, you guys are just ahead of the curve, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you guys write something, you're able to record it, and you're able to put out a video, and you're able to really harness technology and the things that people are doing in the present to make yourself, like, one step ahead of the game, if that makes any sense. You know what I'm saying? I just say that previously, like, when we were in Uh-Huh Baby Yeah, it was like, you know, if we wrote a song, you know, we'd have to wait to record it. We'd have to really put in a lot of effort and money and time into doing the video. You guys have it all in-house. You guys are like a one-stop shop. You know what I'm saying? And I think that you guys are really on the right side of history when it comes to that sort of thing, because ultimately we're in a spot right now where you don't need
Netflix is randomly coming on the television.
It's the ghost pepper.
It's the haunted ghost pepper.
But, you know, I was just saying, like, you're at a point right now where, you know, you don't necessarily even need to have a full album done. You don't need to record full albums. All you have to do is record your song, put a video out, and send it out to the world, man. So you guys are on the right side of history when it comes to that.
Well, the industry's changed, right? So, like, Sean, when you and I were originally starting out, and even like later on into the later years of like the
we never heard it called that before. Shortened it.
Yes, I'm speaking in
of
I'm shortening things, but
abbreves.
There were
Googit.
Like the industry had started to evolve, right? And so we were so used to the old way of doing stuff, but we saw what was happening to the industry. We saw that everything was going digital. We saw that everything was becoming, you know, the bands weren't putting out full albums. They weren't even putting out EPs anymore. They're putting out singles. They're putting out a video. They're putting out cover songs to gain traction online, things like that. So the industry turned on its head completely. Right. And hooking up with these guys, it just made things, it made things different. But at the same time, it made me kind of, you know, realize that I can't be a dinosaur. You know, I'm 32 years old. I'll be 33 in December, and I'm so used to doing things one way.
Yeah, you got to get with the times. With the times, will certainly pass you by.
Come on, Grandpa.
And so I've got these youngins to kind of help point me in the right direction. So
the
it's
youth,
awesome.
The summer youth.
Yeah, and they're the youth and summer youth.
Right. you're the summer. We're the youth.
Yeah, I wouldn't call that. I'm easily like summers. A really dry winter.
Oh yeah.
Winter is coming in more ways than one this summer. That was fun. Game of
Thrones. Cohen's beer me.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Thanks, bro.
I will say this, dude. The heat from the chips are done, man.
The heat is gone.
I hate to keep harping back to the damn chips because this show is meant
Doni's
to
about ready to puke.
Oh, it's seriously just from chugging these root beers.
I've got all the feeling back in my hands. So yeah. There's that.
I know this podcast was supposed to spotlight summer youth, but really, it's done wonders for Pocky.
See, next thing you know, we need Audible, and then you got Pocky.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
the Sean vs. Wild sponsorship podcast is sponsored to you, brought to you by Pocky, and I'm actually getting my train of thought back now too. The heat is leaving me. So yeah, guys, and I know you guys started playing your first shows over the summer. What has the reception been like? What's the feedback? What's the backlash been like, bro?
It's all been pretty good so far. So we finished our first show at Haymarket. When was that? Like July, 15th, something like that.
So we opened for Light Treasons.
Light Treasons, yeah. Which released. it was an awesome show. It was really fun. Light Treasons, those guys like to do things big when they do anything. And I know at least, you know, between Doty and I, we were kind of not so happy about our performance up there on stage for our very first show, but it seemed like, you know, the reception was really positive. Everybody seemed like they liked it really well, and I haven't heard.
I was there. I loved it.
Hey, you were there, weren't you? So I haven't heard anything negative yet.
Oh, you were there, weren't you?
Yeah, you were.
Yeah, that fat man with the Sean versus Wild t-shirt. That was me.
Hey, I didn't know you at the time, to be fair.
That's true.
I feel even worse about that show. Yeah. Because I had been talking to you prior on Facebook.
And you didn't say a fucking word.
And I saw him, and I was like, the guy.
You chickened out. That was probably another fat bald man with a Sean versus Wild t-shirt on.
Maybe he was just a fan of the show, you know?
You know, he must be a big fan, brother. But yeah, so but the response seems to be good. I don't mean to cut you off there.
No, you're fine. Overwhelmingly positive so far. I haven't heard anything negative yet. I don't know if it's because people are being nice or what, but, you know.
So people better start saying it to our face.
Yeah. If you've got something to say about the band.
You say it to my face,
just
brother.
DM me on Facebook.
Leave a comment card.
Leave a comment card. If it's negative, I'll put a crack in your arm like a crack in that Liberty Bell. I'll tell you what. Yeah, and then, so you guys did the Haymarket, and then you also did that whole summer, I don't know, summer jamboree type thing over
at Field Day to Remember.
Yeah. Like Youth for Christ jamborees.
It's like for birthday greetings. So you know,
two people.
Oh,
but yeah. What was that play? What at Diamonds?
Yeah, the Diamond show was fun, man. I had a lot of fun. And the thing is when... I hated the thought of starting over. I really did. I hated the thought of, like, you know, growing a band from the ground up. But it, honestly, it's been a lot of fun going back to, you know, asking for pre-sale tickets from the promoter. And it's so funny to, like, hear the promoter be like, well, how many do you need? And I'm like, I don't know, 100? Like, let's start there. And he's like, you know, well, are you sure you don't want, like, 50? I'm like, no, dude, give me 100 tickets. It's cool.
Yeah, this isn't the first time I've sold tickets.
Yeah, I've sold tickets before, dude. Trust me. So, I mean, we sold a shitload of tickets. And, I mean, there was a really great turnout for that show. But going back to just that grassroots movement, right? So we actually have tickets for the show we're playing with Metro Station and our friends in Assuming We Survive, which is going to be a tight-ass show, October 7th. If you want to come out, you should. but anyway,
that's what it's all about, dude.
Yeah.
You got to promote yourself,
but you really do.
And that's what this podcast is all about.
Bands these days do not understand what it was like to be a band 10, 15 years ago. They don't get it. They don't get it. Like, we used to go out and, like, walk the streets and hand out handbills. You know, you'd print as small as possible, like 8 on 8 by 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper.
Oh, yeah.
And you'd walk around and hand those out. And it's like, now everything's like, oh, dude, I created a Facebook event. I can't believe you didn't fucking agree.
Yeah, dude, why didn't you come to the show, man? Right. You said you were going to RSVP on Facebook.
I remember profiles for street teams all over MySpace.
Street teams still work. I wish I had one.
They do. They still do.
Listeners, if you're out there, if you want to be part of the Wild Man Street Team, we'll work on the name. I just made that up. Okay?
The Wild Children.
Yeah. If you wildlings want to be a part of my street team, let's make a street team happen.
Listen, guys, take a walk on the wild side, okay?
Yeah. Take a walk on the wild side.
I just want to say I'm really digging all the Game of Thrones references so far.
Hey, man, I'm trying to make it happen, bro. Game of Thrones is a popular show.
I thought these
show.
Were Motley Crue references.
Well, Are you a Game of Thrones fan?
I am a Game of Thrones
fan. Are you a Game of Thrones fan?
Never seen an episode.
Neither have I.
Oh, man. Well,
I've intentionally been holding out. Okay, so, like, my wife and I have, like,
if you
only
made it
so
this
many
long,
TV shows that we can watch, right? There's two of us. There are 17 bajillion TV shows that we're already in the middle of watching. It's one of those things that's like, at Game of Thrones, heard all these great things about it. Don't have time to start it yet because we've got to finish what we've already started before.
If previously. You've waited this long, you're really in a sweet spot because here in a couple years or so, that's when the last season will come out here in a couple years.
Oh, yeah. That's probably when I'll start it.
Yeah. And then you can start it. And the thing is with those, you know, you get, what, 12 episodes maybe?
Something like
the
that.
The last season was only 8, I think. But
next one's supposed to be shorter.
Yeah, the next is going to be even shorter. So,
well, isn't that notorious for like HBO and Showtime anyway? Like, they try to keep them pretty short.
I'm just saying you'll be able to binge watch it all in a week. It'll be the best week of your life. And you'll come up and you'll be like, oh my God, can you believe this happened? I'm like, yeah, I can believe it because it happened 5 years ago.
Game of Thrones is one of those shows to me. It's like, even if you're not into the medieval fantasy crap, like, it's still great. There's just all the drama. And
dude, I've got so many shows that I'm watching that, like, even some of the ones that I was really into and I really enjoyed have fallen off. Like, I'm like, oh, what, it's been 3 seasons since the last season that I watched, and I haven't taken the time to watch it because I have so much television to watch.
See, I'm not a TV guy. I don't normally sit down and watch shows
on television.
I do have Netflix.
Well, you don't binge watch on Netflix?
I don't, actually.
Binge watch the shit.
See, well, we were just talking about this earlier. I don't have the attention span for that kind of stuff.
Right.
I can't just sit in one spot for half an hour.
You'll fall asleep in your recliner.
I'm shaking. I got that, but
one time Goins and I were going to hang out.
What happened?
Goins and I were totally going to hang out, and then randomly he's like, "Man, I fell asleep. I'm sorry."
Like, I was sitting on the couch, probably watching Game of Thrones.
I took a fucking snooze. All right,
yeah.
Kill me.
What's your favorite TV show? Or what's your favorite, like, or what shows are you watching now? Let's go ahead and just chat about it, bro.
Well, I just commented on your Facebook status the other day. If you read it, you would have known.
Ooh.
Oh, hey, man. You know what?
Jesus.
Wait a minute. Shots fired.
Unlike some of you guys, I'm a pretty popular person. I can't memorize everybody's, okay? I had, like, 30 comments, okay?
Whoa.
Sorry, guys.
I'm not trying to brag or anything, but I had over 30.
Hey, that's more than I've ever gotten on one of mine. So,
guys, I had over 19 likes on that status. I'll have you know.
Hey, did you ever
As
get
a matter
100
fact,
likes?
It was 21.
Yeah.
Did you ever get 100 likes on the status you posted?
No, man, I made it to like 95 on that status, and then it stopped.
Well, what's the status, dude?
All it said was something like, hey, I need 100 likes on this, please, thanks. And I got like, I made it to like, you know, like 80 when it was posted, and then it popped up my memories, and I got like another...
6 years later.
Yeah, and I got like another 15, and I never quite made it there, but...
I appreciate your brevity and your honesty.
Yeah, I had to share it. I was like, my boy's real sick. Please help him out.
Yeah. One like equals one prayer. Yeah.
I need all of them I can get, man.
One like, one prayer. Dodie, are you a TV show watcher?
I like UFC and monster trucks.
Is that the only TV show?
Those motherfuckers canceled practice to go watch fucking monster trucks.
That's a real
not
thing.
On TV. Not on TV. No, I went live.
He's like, no, dude. Hey, man, Gravedigger's about to fuck some shit up, dude. Actually, in the words of Dodie, Gravedigger's about to F some stuff up, bro.
Dude, he's gonna
I don't think
F-
I've ever said that. Hey, everybody be quiet. Gravedigger's about to F it up.
That's so great. Hey, dude, you're going to look.
Did you see them red headlights? He's coming.
Whoa.
Dude, Barefoot's about to F some ass, dude. He's about to F up some ass, bro. All right. Okay. So
he's about to S some D and kick some A, bro.
Let me ask you, what's okay. So, Kevin, what are you watching right now?
Supernatural. Can't wait for season 13.
Season 13, man. Wow. I can't believe I couldn't even make it to season 4 of Breaking Bad. You're on season 13 of a show.
Dude, seriously. I actually, you know what? Talking about Breaking Bad, I watched the first season of Breaking Bad and I liked it, but everybody's like, oh, man, it was like one of the greatest shows on television. I'm like, yeah, I've got things that catch my attention a little bit more than I'm going to watch. Like, I think Breaking Bad is a good show. I liked the first season, but not enough to, like, drop what I was doing and continue watching.
You got to get a couple seasons into that one.
Honestly, that's the last show I really watched. And, like, I binge watched that. I got into it about the 5th season, and then I made the mistake. Well, quick little story. I used to work at a Jimmy John's.
And he said he saw me coming in there a lot.
Yeah, it's true.
I do like the subs.
In a bathroom. No, but like I used to get off like 11 o'clock at night, and I'd go to my girlfriend's house, and we watch TV and try to find some shows to watch. And we got hooked on Breaking Bad, and her mom had all this like the little dust you put in your water bottle to make it all flavorful, you know?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Crystal Light.
Yeah, Crystal Light. That's what it was. Crystal Light.
Crystal. Crystal meth.
Crystal. But, yeah. Light.
There was one in there.
It's got that dust light. What's it? What do you call it? Crystal meth. That's
it. There was there was one of them that
this
was like.
This water's insane.
It's in a regular water bottle.
Dude, you got any more of that water, bro? Do you? Do you have any more of that water?
Please, 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 please.
No, but like, I think probably one of the reasons I thought Breaking Bad was so good is that I was accidentally drinking the energy packet once. at like 12 at night, and I got a drinking problem. So if I have a drink in my hand, I am chugging it, and I'd be like, "Oh,
when
I want
he
some
says
more water.
Drinking problem, let's go ahead and cross that. He doesn't have an alcohol problem. He's a drinking.
My
problem.
Man's never touched alcohol.
Liquid,
but yeah, if I have liquid, if I have liquid in my hand, I can't just let it be.
Yeah,
it has to disappear.
Let it be.
I get pissed off at liquid. You can't be here anymore. So I was just chugging like 3 or 4 of these energy water bottles. And been like, man, this show gets me so hyped up, I can't sleep. And so, like, for like a month, I'm just watching it every couple
like a
nights
month straight. I didn't sleep, and I watched Breaking Bad. Because
the whole time I was
it's
thinking,
so good.
I was really thinking, like, man, this show's crazy. I can't ever sleep after I watch it. Then later, I find out that I've just been hopped up on caffeine at night, just not being able to sleep.
And this explains
you call it caffeine, I call it crystal meth.
This explains why you took your energy water and then you just like. Put it in like the ice cube trays, and then you would just smash it up,
like snort it,
like crystal meth.
I was like, "What? Where
Where's
you
this
going?
Where's this going?" No, it's because you call it energy water. We call it crystal meth.
Yeah.
All right.
You Blue Dream.
Dude, I never drank alcohol, but I've drank some crystal meth.
Dude, I accidentally drank meth once.
I did one meth pill, all right? Like,
I've taken a couple meth swigs, and boy,
was it tasty.
I was up all night long off a couple meth swigs.
Yeah, I thought it was Breaking Bad, though.
Yeah, dude.
I didn't know.
Dude, I put the blue Kool-Aid in there, man. I just, like, put it on a cookie sheet, put it in the freezer. Come back, dude. Just smash it with a hammer, man. It's great.
With a hammer. You just pop that wax paper up.
Dude, it's a whole DIY Breaking Bad, guys. I'm surprised that hasn't been for parties and what have you. Okay. Sure. And then, Dodie, let me ask you this, since you don't watch TV.
I'm sorry.
Don't apologize to me.
TV show.
Don't you dare apologize to me, dote man. Give me your top five favorite monster trucks.
Oh.
Either. Silence from all other parties. Top five favorite monster trucks. All go. Right.
Well, you got Maximum Destruction. You got Gravedigger. But Maximum Destruction
is your number one?
No. Son of a Digger's number one.
That's, okay. Oh, so like Son of Beast.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's Dennis Anderson's son also driving his own kind of Gravedigger.
Gotcha.
So
Son of Digger?
Son of a Digger.
Oh.
You got to slur it all together.
Yeah, you better.
Yeah. There's Son of a Digger, Grave Digger.
You better make sure that's a hard D.
Yeah. I was gonna say. this is living up to all expectations I had about monster trucks.
Yes. So Son of a Digger.
Thanks.
Grave Digger.
Yes. Grave Digger. Maximum Destruction is a good one. And you know, they got the Monster Energy one, it's pretty good.
He doesn't even have a persona. He's just Monster Energy
truck.
He's not the monster or anything like that.
It's just an energy drink driving a monster truck.
It's shaped like a big old can.
Bullshit. That was only four. What's your fifth?
Was that four?
Yeah, you missed one, bro.
Lucas Oil Crusader is pretty good, too.
You didn't say Bigfoot or anything?
Bigfoot's freaking a joke. He's not even in the circuit anymore. He's just running around in airfields.
You heard that, guys. Bigfoot has been blackballed.
Same thing with Barefoot. Barefoot's done. Bigfoot's just... He's probably kissing up dudes.
Dude. My favorite's WCW Goldberg.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
My favorite monster truck.
Tell us how you really feel, dude.
You heard it. I have my reasons. But yeah, so the American Monster Truck Association of America has blackballed Bigfoot. He's only for conventions and car shows from here on out. He's been blacklisted.
Really? Is that none of the cool shows?
Well, we're going to have to go to a monster truck show, a monster truck rally. There's you
one,
and I.
There's one in Indianapolis I just bought tickets for.
Oh, did you buy an extra ticket for me?
It could be. He may have bought it for a girl, but...
Hey, don't worry.
He'll sabotage
I'll go
it.
Instead.
Throw a wig on and we'll go.
Throw a wig on, brother. I can only be seen with hot babes. I can only go to the monster truck show hand in hand with a beautiful hot babe.
I don't like holding hands.
Beautiful bodacious babe.
Big, beautiful, big beefer burger.
What? Oh, God.
That's old school, man. That Kevin would appreciate the
beautiful beefer boobs.
Big Buford.
It's like what did Patton Oswalt say? It was B word fat, where you can tell you're fat by the way you say B's.
Exactly.
I like a bacon burger combo.
Exactly. Yep. Anybody that would get a Big Buford. I got a Baconator the other day.
Dude, do you remember that time? Speaking of Baconators.
Yeah, you got to tell the story.
Do you remember that time that we were stranded in the middle? What was it, Laramie, Wyoming? Is that where we were?
Yeah.
Yeah. We were stranded in Laramie, Wyoming, and Sean and I had not eaten in a fortnight. Okay.
We have drank, by the way.
We were
a lot.
We had drank a shit ton. I think I ended up like in the middle of the hotel courtyard puking my brains out.
So check this out. Okay. Let me preface the story. Let me give you a little backstory, a little BS here when it comes to this. It just came up with my time hop, so I was thinking about it the other day. So we're stranded in Laramie, Wyoming. It's taking like 4 or 5 days for our van to get fixed so we can pick up some other people, states away, what have you. They're, you know, all the rest of our camp is in like St. Louis or wherever they are
at that point. I think it was St. Louis by that time.
And we're in Wyoming with a broken down van, and we're waiting for these people to find this part that's discontinued for a Ford Econoline van or E350 van. Yeah. So... We're in Motel 6.
It was a nice motel.
It was nice. The bathroom was very space age, oddly enough. Bathroom was insane. But so we walked. It didn't have a bar in the Motel 6, so we walked to the Ramada,
next hotel.
Ramada, which was right next door. And we drank with this dude.
What was his name? Yeah.
I don't know, but dude, I loved that guy.
Dude, he was so, it was like, he was super Native American, which was great.
Yeah. Super Native American?
Super Native American.
More than normal.
No, no, I mean, like, he was one, he had, my man was like chief of his tribe, all right?
Yeah.
So, like, being an eighth Native American, okay, thank you so much.
Same.
I could tell, all right?
We were amongst our people.
I was amongst... like brotherhood, okay? It was like, we shared blood, all right? But he was super cool. Like,
very
dude
cool.
Was real awesome.
And he gave us nachos that were like real churched up. And then the thing is they were
on like fucking little round, like Kroger brand tortilla
golden
rounds.
But it was like $1 or $2, I think. $1, I think, beers. Draft beers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And not a lot to choose from. It's
we
just a small
so
hotel bar.
Much.
And literally, it was just me and Kevin in this bar with
pitcher
this guy.
After pitcher after pitcher. Dude, oh, my God.
We had nothing to do. We had nothing to lose.
We were amongst
our people. And we had so many draft beers. And then he started playing pool with
yeah,
us.
Yeah, he was like, all right, there's no one here in the hotel except for you guys. You guys want to play pool?
Yeah.
we're like, yeah, dude, let's go.
Yeah, he was just like, how? Would you like to play pool?
And I was like, I don't know, with a stick.
I was like, absolutely. Absolutely. But yeah, we just like drank so much. And then it was so funny because like we walked. Kevin walked before I did. We didn't even walk together.
Happen? I don't even know.
But we got to the hotel room, and then like the next day, I walk outside, and there's just like puke all
everywhere,
all over like the front of our hotel room,
the courtyard. Like okay, so like when you walked out of our hotel room, there's this big grass courtyard, and then like the rooms went in a square.
Grassy knoll.
Yeah,
a president could get assassinated.
I had vomited. From one side of the courtyard to the other. And I'm talking, it was red, chunky, like this nasty, nasty.
The trail led straight to our room, by the way.
It led straight to our room, too. And it was just one of those things, like, I woke up the next day, I didn't remember anything.
Yeah, I was like, dude, Kevin, did you puke or anything? And he was like, I don't know, man, I don't think so. And I was like, well, there's puke all over the room. And he's like, oh, yeah, I think I might have done that. I don't even know where this went from there, but I don't remember what point we were trying to make, but that was a great story.
Where were we going with
I don't
this?
Remember where the story was going to go. I'll listen back and just
hate it. Let me think about it. Where were we going with it? Because I was like, we were stranded in Wyoming.
Last I remember, we were talking about monster trucks.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Dude. I don't know, but that sounds like a blast.
There was a point to it, and I don't remember at all like where we were going with that.
That's the best part of podcasting. You just get on a roll, tell some great stories, and you forget that you're trying
to
do.
That happened so many times when me and Chris were on here. Listening back to it, I was like, oh, I was trying to go here, but it just...
I can't wait to listen back to this and be like, oh, my God. That's where we were going with this.
The delirium from the hot chips, dude. I'm blaming the haunted ghost pepper.
Doesn't have anything to do with the PBR, I'm sure.
I'm just blaming the beers now, bro.
Oh, yeah, these root brewskis get me all tipsy.
He's drinking beer of the root variety.
So, guys, let's just get back on track, okay?
I think we've spent an hour already. I don't think we've talked about the band once.
We're 34 minutes in. We got some band stuff in. I like to get a little business in, but then I like to get a little pleasure in, you know?
For sure, for sure.
Life, it's a yin-yang, dog. I put an extra G in the ying, like, because there's no G in it at all. It's yin-yang. But life is a yin-yang, bruh. So, like, you got to have business and
originally,
pleasure.
Did you say yin-yang dong?
Yes, it's a yin-yang dong, guys.
Okay, get your business
in the front.
It's a double-sided
wiener.
If you will. It's like the two snakes. That the Ouroboros or whatever.
The around the hospital staff.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, Aurora Borealis.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it, definitely.
That's it.
But you guys recently released a cover. How has that been going?
They didn't like it.
Who didn't like it?
Shawn Mendes' people.
It was Mendes. Actually, to be completely honest, after getting the explanation back from Warner Music, I completely get it. I do get it.
As fun when you say it like that.
As an artist,
well, hang on.
Get it.
Let's back up here and explain what happened exactly.
Okay, so So we released the cover video on...
So you released a cover video of which song?
Yeah, of Shawn Mendes, There's Nothing Holding Me Back. We did a kind of like a punk goes pop cover of the song. And it, we put it up on YouTube, and then we were kind of playing around with social media, and we're just like, you know, maybe if we put it up on Facebook as a direct Facebook video, maybe we'll get some more hits off of it. So we put it up on Facebook, and what was it, 2 days goings, I think? Maybe
2 or 3 days. Yeah.
It was taken down, and Goins got a cease and desist letter.
Yeah, since I'm the one that uploaded it, I'm the one that's got the police kicking down my door and all this stuff, you know. They shut my Facebook down for like half an hour.
Yeah. Rick Warner. Yeah. I've just made up his first name.
John Warner of the Warner Brothers.
Rick and Tom Warner are really heated over
They're
this
really
whole thing.
Pissed at you right now.
Cease and desist, dude, or I'll sue your ass.
I had to go through this whole little Facebook course that I didn't even know existed. It's this little class where you have to go through slide by slide that tells you all about copyright infringement and what you are and aren't allowed to do.
Really?
Well, yeah. And here's the problem, though. It has nothing to do with the fact that we infringed anything, okay? So it gives you an email to hit up.
Oh, yeah. It gives you all their contact information, address, and everything. If you want to go egg their house, feel free.
What was that address?
It gives you the contact information.
We'll put it in the show notes, guys. It's cool.
So you get the contact info. I've guessed whoever is in charge of that division of Warner for that artist.
It was Universal, but, you know, who cares?
It was WMG. That's Warner Music Group. Right, yeah. Don't
Chris.
Hey, it's at Universal, and they messaged me.
But maybe they're one company. I don't know. All I know is it's a WMG.
You know, maybe only a few companies own everything in the world.
Hey, imagine that.
Everybody talks about that.
It's just our reptile overlords.
But anyway, so I had his contact info. So I messaged. I literally was just like, you know what? I want to know what to do to avoid this. Because so many bands post cover videos of all kinds of different stuff all the time. So I sent a message back and was just like, you know, hey, I thought we cited the sources correctly. We didn't take credit for the song. Let me know what we can do in the future to avoid this situation. And he actually took a very detailed response. Now, granted, it was probably copy and pasted and put in an email. I don't think he typed this out in any way, shape, or form. But
yeah, Shawn Mendes wasn't out there.
No, it wasn't. It definitely
on his typewriter.
It was somebody that was with Warner, but he sent it back and he was just, it was a very lengthy explanation, and it had to do with Facebook specifically, and it was that they have an agreement with YouTube that you know, they show the ads, all these artists and bands and people who post cover videos, whatever, they have the, like, Google AdSense accounts, and they put ads up and they get a piece of that revenue. Every single time an ad gets played, the artist that is originally responsible for that work gets a piece of it. Facebook doesn't do that, so when you click on it, it just streams. So the only person getting credit for it is you.
I'll tell you who. You know who we got to blame for this? The old Zuckerberg.
Dang on Mark Zuckerberg.
Hey, but apparently that's changing. Apparently that's changing.
He's out here zucking things
up. No, apparently that is changing. There actually was an article that I read that is like Facebook is going into the ad business as far as like putting ads on their videos and stuff like that. So very soon it will be like Facebook having their own like YouTube, basically. Where you can upload.
I've already
videos.
Seen that Facebook Watch or something like that on the top left corner. You can watch stuff.
Oh yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm not about to frig around with any with any copyrights as I look at Doty, because Doty. What I love about Doty, I love the fact that you don't swear, because I think not swearing is really hilarious.
It's real hip.
I've gotten into the habit of saying F.
Dude, it's funny.
After hanging out with him.
Honestly, it's funnier than swearing.
You
mean,
never catch swearing is the F, man.
Oh. Swearing is pretty funny, but not swearing is maybe funnier. Here's the dealio. I'm not going to frig around. I'm not going to frack around with some copyright infringement. I want to play a real deal song, because we've been chatting. We've been chatting about Summer Youth and Monster Trucks and all kinds of stuff. But it's time to let the people know all about the real deal, all about the band. And so you guys have prepared a piece.
Yes, we have.
Oh. I love that you just like slid into the mic.
Oh, yeah. Slide into your DMs.
Well,
like,
as a matter of fact, I have. Well, okay. Well, tell me about it, bro. What is it? What song are you going to do? What's it all about, bro? All
right. So I think we agreed to play Secrets. That's the one.
It
It's a secret.
I was going to say, dude, Power Pyramid, Illuminati. Yeah.
So this was probably, what, the second one that I wrote for the band, I think?
Yeah, I think so.
So this is a Goins piece.
It is a Goins
Actually,
piece.
Actually, all of the songs that we've released are Goins pieces. I wrote the lyrics and the melody, but he wrote all of the guitar work and
the group pieces.
Oh.
Normally, it starts with an idea that I have in my bedroom because I don't have a life and I spend my free time playing guitar.
That's different than what I usually spend my free time in my bedroom doing.
Oh, yeah.
The writing process in this band has been a lot of fun. I just want to add that in. Like, Goins writing a lot of the stuff and then sending it to me and then me being like, all right, I hear where you're going with this. And so writing over top of it's been a lot of fun. Yeah.
Well, it's fun because we'll get to practice and we'll want to try jamming it for the first time. And Kevin will come in and he's like, hang on, stop everything. I've got a rewrite that I want to do. Make this verse longer or something like that, you know? So it's, you know, it's a collaborative effort, but the past three songs that we've uploaded online have been, you know, like I said, started in my bedroom.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In his bedroom.
What's Secrets about, dude? You're the lyricist. Tell me,
A lyricist for that, like a lot of the stuff that I've been writing lately has had more of a personal effect to, as opposed to, I guess, like earlier stuff. Like the later stuff of Aha Baby actually had a very, very personal feel to it too. But this, in general, all the songs that we've written. So Secrets is about just kind of hearing, like, hearsay. So hearing what other people are saying about others and people you know and maybe even yourself, and then just kind of like shaking it off and moving on. And so I guess it's really hard to explain, but it's mostly about the rumor mill, I guess, if you want to
So it's kind of like Shake It Off by Taylor Swift.
Yes, right? Exactly. Yes, yes. Absolutely. 100%. It's just Shake It Off.
What I'm saying is it's a cover of Shake It Off.
Yeah, it's a cover of Shake It Off. But no, it's just about hearing the hearsay and not really knowing an individual and basing your opinion on someone else based off what you hear instead of what you actually know.
Fair enough. Well, guys, without further ado, this is Summer Youth with Secrets. Cool. All right, everybody, back from our trip to Toontown with Secrets by Summer Youth. That's a jam. I keep Thanks, it to myself. If you guys are on Snapchat, you probably saw my fat ass singing that. So, just for you guys. But that's a killer jam, man.
Thanks, man.
Hey, you know Appreciate what? You. You're welcome,
Appreciate
sir.
Appreciate you. Appreciate you, son.
I love the new band, man, honestly. And I say that with a lot of I'm proud. I'm proud of you, man, because we've been we played together for so long and we've been through all the shit together, the trials, the tribulations, the drinking at the Ramada Inn in Laramie, Wyoming, or whatever that.
I tried to get Sean to play it back so that we could understand what the hell we were supposed to be talking about, but he won't do it.
Yeah, I just feel it's funnier that way. The mystery, we'll find out later. We'll find out when this podcast airs. But yeah, dude, no, I am very proud, especially, Kevin, and you guys too, man. Like, I know you guys, when you guys came up to do Iron Falcon and stuff like that, and but now that I have like a just for one, like Kevin's like family to me. You guys are now like family to me, and it's nice to see you guys progress. It's nice to see you guys move forward, and I love the music that you guys are putting out. And like I said, I think you guys are just on that cutting edge now, man. You have it all together. You have the ability to do, live. You can do your backing tracks, and you can do music videos at a whim. You can record your stuff at a whim. You guys just got your SHIT together, Dodie.
Yeah. You guys have your shite. Can you say shite?
You guys can say whatever you want. I'm not here to play Life Police.
You have your shizen together, dope man. Dope dog. So what's coming up next for Summer Youth?
I'm over here hiccuping. I can't fucking talk.
Well,
he's covered in toad piss. So.
Yeah.
I petted a toad.
A lot of things happened, by the way, on that song break, because we did step outside and there was a toad.
Kevin dropped his beer upside down.
Yeah,
Chris dropped the
cigarette.
Actually,
it was a real life frog. All right, it was not a toad.
This is real life.
100% frog.
This is not virtual reality.
I'm not Steve Irwin here.
This thing is real. But
it didn't look like a hologram to me.
This frog is real.
We're all out smoking cigarettes laced with frog piss. Probably gonna be tripping balls here in a minute.
I've been hallucinating this whole between the chips and the frog pee, dude.
Just imagine this whole thing happening.
I'm on a different planet right now, bro. I swear to God.
By the time we wind off,
it's so totally awesome.
But what are you saying? By the time we wind off,
by the time we the frog piss and the chips wind down, we're going to realize it's 3 in the morning. We haven't been recording anything.
Yeah. Exactly. We'll have to be like, dude, we have to do that again, but this time we'll record it. You know what I'm saying? Actually, guys, if you're listening to this, this is the third attempt, okay? We've been
hours.
This has been an hours long process because we've been tripping on a psychedelic frog juice. But what is next for Summer Youth? What's coming up in the winding up in the pipeline, if you
will? I can't fucking stop. Jesus, I keep hiccuping. It's so bad.
All right, so anyway.
There've been too many beers.
Yeah.
Too many beers.
Oh yeah, I'm wasted.
You're on that root beer, dude.
He's on the beer of the root.
My man was puking foam in that song.
I did throw up outside. If I drink a root beer too fast, I really do throw up foam. And I've been trying to hold it in, and I just stepped outside.
You're 12 RBs deep right now, bro.
I just let it go. I let the roots come flying out. I keep the beer, and I separate the root.
I got a problem with sassafras, dude.
Don't agree with me. But anyway, so what we got next with Summer Youth, we have that show on the 7th, opening up for Metro Station in Louisville's at the Trixie's. Yes, plural.
Have you been to the Trixie's yet?
No.
Dude, this is a topic of conversation that comes up on numerous podcasts.
I've heard that it's not as trashy as I thought it was.
I will tell you this, brother. You will love Trixie's because Trixie's has a whole stigma because it was a gentleman's club. It still kind of is in the process of being a venue / gentleman's club. But the sound there is absolutely awesome. Kevin and I played there in Aha Baby. Yeah, Ron Jeremy introduced us.
Yes, he did.
What?
Yeah.
Mr. Big Dong himself, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, the Big Dog, the Big Dong. He just introduced us. And but no, Trixie's might get a bad rap because of its affiliation with being a gentleman's club.
Scandalous past.
I know that they're moving towards the music portion of the venue. Like that's, and eventually that the gentleman's club portion, from what I hear, is going to be phased out completely. But you are going to love it because the sound there, phenomenal. The monitors there, phenomenal. The people that work there are awesome. Definitely.
It's a class A joint, man.
It really is. For a music venue.
What I've heard fantastic. Is that if you don't want to see some titties, you don't have to.
No, it's because the club portion is on one side of the venue, and then on the other side is where the bit where the bands play, the stage, mm-hmm. and everything. So it's separated enough so that they finally
took the Offspring's advice.
Gotta keep it separated.
That's the whole song was about. You gotta keep your venue and your strip joints separated.
Yeah, absolutely. And they do that. And that's a great. That's gonna be a great.
When we played there, though, it wasn't separated. Like there was a table still with like a stripper dancing the whole entire time.
But I will say this, guys: if you're ever in a band called Uh Huh Baby Yeah, and you have shirts that say Uh Huh Baby Yeah really big, underwear that say like Till Death Do Us Party and stuff, if you're playing at a exotic dance club.
I'm sure you guys were. The shit goes hand in hand.
The employees there even would come over to the merch table and like, I love what you're doing here. Let me contribute.
Do you want to introduce our next stripper?
Ron Jeremy introduced us. Mm-hmm. Got up on stage, cracked his little porn jokes about, like, he was like, yeah.
He's not good.
It was so funny. Like, there's a video on YouTube of him introducing us, and he was like, yeah, this girl, you know, I popped it in her butt, and she goes, uh-huh, baby, yeah. And we're just like, okay.
Already. You can check that out on YouTube, too. Maybe I'll put a link in the comments.
Yeah, it's up there. It's up there.
But you're going to love it. And then, so you're playing with Metro Station. We're talking Trace Cyrus here.
Yeah, yeah.
You're playing with
Miley's brother.
We're playing with our homeboys, assuming we survive. That's going to be a killer show.
I'm excited to meet those guys.
Avion Rowe's also on that tour.
Avion Rowe, also our homeboys. They're going to be on the show, too. So that's going to be a killer.
Pumped about that.
Absolutely.
That's going to be a busy week because we got that.
And then I got the dang monster truck finals.
No. No, here's what's upsetting. The show that we do have in St. Louis, there's a monster truck show in Indy that night.
I will be missing. Fuck your monster truck.
Oh, man, dude. Son of Digger, man. He's going to take you off the mailing list.
So we got the show on the 7th, which is a Saturday at Trixie's with Metro Station. And then you're going to be my date to go see Wheeler.
Absolutely.
On that Tuesday.
Wheeler Walker.
Junior.
Yeah. Wheel. Eating pussy and kicking ass.
We're going to take our new band van on the road the following weekend.
Yeah, we just got a new van.
Well, that's kick ass. And then also, too, tell me about the tour. Because I know you got like a little few days
out. It's not a tour.
Hey, I know. A little mini.
It's a weekend.
It's a weekend out. We're good.
It's the first out of town shows I've ever played.
I know it's a step down for you, but it's a step up for us.
It's not a step down for me, dude. Why are you talking to me like
I'm
that?
I'm just saying.
Because you're like, that's not really, you know, we're just sleeping at a different state.
So
it's not a step down, dude. Well, it's cool.
Where will you guys be appearing outside of the area? And who are you guys playing with? Foxbat, right?
Foxbat.
Yep. Foxbat invited us out, so we were very excited.
Well, give the people the deets. Where are the names, the locations? Where can they find Summer Youth here in the next month or so?
Do we have any details about the St. Louis show?
Yeah, we do.
All right, St. Louis? Okay, so St. Louis people, if you're listening.
Hold on, I've got the picture in my phone. I'm going to pull it up right now. I know we're playing a place called Taps Live.
That's in Indianapolis.
That's in Indianapolis. And then in St. Louis, the name of the venue... I got to get it. It's right here. It's called The Bootleg, and that's on October 14th. So we're doing October 13th, or sorry. Let me go ahead and scratch that. Foxbat's playing October 13th at Diamonds for a local show, but we are not on that. But then it's St. Louis with us and Foxbat and a bunch of locals at The Bootleg in St. Louis on October 14th. And then October 15th, we're playing a place called Taps Live in Indianapolis.
There you go. You guys are making your way uptown, downtown,
down, yeah,
it's sometown.
Down, it's down.
sometown works good. Oh, by the way, have you ever noticed that song kind of sounds a little bit like Disaster Pieces?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, you know, in Disaster Pieces, it goes, pull your hands away, I'm going
to... Now you're just blowing my mind.
The fuck is Disaster Pieces?
Slipknot.
What? Kevin!
Get out!
Sorry, dude. I'm just...
There's this band. It's called Slipknot.
I know who Slipknot is.
You probably haven't heard of them. They're pretty small.
Dude, they're pretty local. You might have thought they were Kiss, but turns out...
Just telling you.
Slipknot.
A huge Slipknot fan.
I stick my fingers into... Nope.
Ooh. Ooh. Yeah, I draw the line with that.
You're not into that song?
No.
Are you not a Slipknot fan?
No, I was, but I didn't like... That's when all the freaking mall kids started liking Slipknot.
I tell you what, I think I may have mentioned this story before on the podcast, but I remember being on AOL chat, like on an AOL chat room, mm-hmm. okay, just about being like a rocker when I'm like in eighth grade, so like circa 1999, 2000, whatever, and I'm reeling into new
and
metal.
Some guy from Iowa.
Dude.
Told you to check it out.
Did I tell you that already on the podcast? Yeah.
That was on the Iron Falcon podcast. That was Iron Falcon, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, same thing. And it is here. The heaviest thing that I ever heard. But I just love that I found out about it on AOL chat.
You knew about them before they were cool.
Hey, well, I had the first edition.
No, I did. Slipknot's one of my favorite bands, but it's the only like band that I really enjoy that I've never owned a piece of merch from because I didn't want people to think. I was like those kids at the mall.
You don't want people to think you're a Satan worshiper.
I don't want people to think I was that some I'm dork.
Wearing trip pants everywhere. Guys, if you're listening and you're wearing trip pants, like that's cool with me.
Just
so.
Wash your
Dude,
step.
That was me.
I had a pair. I slipped and fell so hardcore at school, and I said, that's it. I know why they call this. I know why they call it this.
You both had trip pants.
We did, yeah.
We were really cool.
Kevin, let me ask you this question, okay, just for funsies.
What's up?
What fashion faux pas have you ever been guilty of? Because both Chris's stated that they were proud owners of trip pants.
The fashion faux pas that I was a part of? Highlights.
Oh, yes.
I did the highlights.
You got to highlight your hair.
Do you remember the spiky fucking hair, dude?
Pull your hair through the cap.
Dude, I got my hair capped many times, all right? I had to wear the fucking cap in high school.
Oh, yeah.
And it would just pop it out. I remember doing like red one time. I had like the bleach blonde
tips. Did you get the frosted tips?
Oh, yeah. Frosted. Oh, yeah. All of it, dude. All of it. You better fucking believe it.
Dude.
I look like I belonged in NSYNC, dude.
When I was in school, I used to get a lot of praise because I had... tipped hair. My hair was tips, just like NSYNC, you know. But the thing is how you get successfully tipped hair is basically you have a short haircut.
Why don't you go ahead and tip us off?
I'm going to give you the hot tip when it comes to this. Is essentially, all you have to do is have a short haircut, bleach it blonde, and then let your roots grow
just
out
let it grow.
Long enough to where you can spike your hair up, and that's how you successfully get tipped hair.
That's it.
No, game. I got my hair done because my hair is so dark that if I ever like bleached it, you would absolutely know.
Yeah.
So my hair was so dark that I would get it cut short
and then put your hair through like a
and
noodle
then pull
strainer
it through a cap. Oh. Like they would put the cap on and pull the hair out with this like little hook.
Yeah, exactly.
Through all of the little holes.
When you
and
say
then
a
they
cap,
would bleach it. It was
like a.
It looked like a fucking swimmer's cap.
Yeah, exactly. Like a swimmer's cap.
It fit over top of my head.
And
like
you guys are both.
It would just be like, holes in it. Pow, like just fucking snap on. And then it would pull hair up with a hook through all the little holes.
Y'all,
and then they would put all this bleach on top. And then it was just like, frosted tips, bitch. just sticking up right there.
See, I was never cool enough. Like, I always wanted to, like, JNCOs. Never got JNCOs. Never got any of this. But I destroyed some highlighted hair.
I had the fucking highlight. That's a fucking fashion faux pas if I ever saw one.
Oh, right. Dude, and also...
The serious look that I got from both of you.
Dude, I can't believe you don't fucking know, but then again, you are only 27.
Like, how's that done? And you both lean in. Like,
we both...
You,
we
you put
know.
The shower cap on. You
put the fucking shower cap. Yeah, you don't know about the shower cap, bitch?
Dude, and another thing, too, is Kevin and I were both victims of this fashion faux pas. The bleached or dyed bangs.
Oh, yeah. Did that too. I did that shit like fucking 5 years ago, too. Do you remember that? Like,
I do actually remember when you had a little highlight. I remember having hair, like, where my hair was short, shotgunned out, the shotgun haircut.
Oh, yeah.
That
the duck butt.
The whip, yeah. The I want to speak to your manager haircut. But for men, and I had really long bangs, like down to like my chin, and they were fucking highlighted blonde.
See, we might have gotten along. You should see my old school license picture if you want to see me look like a
Well, you have a mullet. For those listening
like right
at
now. You have
my
a
man has
today. In 2017
Moulet.
He's the fucking Robert Moulet,
as we say in France.
Okay, well let me explain real quick before I show you this picture, this hideous picture.
This has to go online now. You know that, right?
Just talk about it. I've gotten out of so many tickets with this because I hand them
I'm
and
sure
I say,
the officer
and
goes,
I go,
get the fuck out of
I
here.
I go, don't laugh. And they were like, what are you thinking? I had a really long mohawk, so it was parted in the front, like you're talking about. And me and my friend were in a competition to see who could go the longest without showering. So I'm on like day 5.
Is this the longest you made it? Or?
Gross.
I think I went 6, but
I made it like fucking 18.
I know, but we've already talked about how you don't get greasy, and I like just
on Warped Tour for real. For listeners out there, this is a disgusting story, but I actually made it 12 days without taking a shower. 12 solid straight Warped
in the
Tour
summer.
Days
in the summer.
In the summer and at Warped Tour, like fucking the hottest days of the year.
How
every
bad,
state
dude?
That
I go
at.
Like a day and I can't like sit down without smelling my own.
I
haven't
had a shower.
Legs rubbing together.
I haven't had a shower already in like 6 days.
And
what?
Ask Kevin.
I'm so
how
gross.
Bad did I smell?
How bad did you
not
smell,
at all,
Kevin?
Dude, he didn't smell.
That's my superhuman power. I've told people this before. If I have a mutant power,
we can talk about smelly people.
What's your power? Doesn't smell.
Oh, okay.
I'm
so
jealous.
We're sliding over this ID. Oh my good lord!
Let me see it.
How did you even get away with that?
Hang on,
you're not
hang
even
on.
Looking directly
dude, why
into
is
the
your
camera.
Shit fucking slicked over, like you got a grease slick.
Your
all the
face
way down your
is
head.
Not even
pass,
looking
pass
at
the camera. Falls on the
you
side
a,
of your fucking face.
You have a 3/4 profile. With this picture.
You can't get away with
holy
that shit today.
Shit.
You can't get away with that shit
wow.
today.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and it's like I'm in my head the whole time. I never practiced to face in the mirror, and so I was like, I'm just gonna wing it. And
yeah,
I get
you
I'm just gonna wing it. I'm
you definitely
great.
Winged that one.
It was horrible. So like yeah, the whole time I'm just like I'm just gonna wing it when I get there. And then
you look
I and
you
then,
belong in that shitty fucking Freddie Prinze Jr. Matthew Lillard movie Wing Commander.
It was horrible. But then I saw it and I saw how horrible it was and I was like,
can I retake it?
Yeah, can I take it? And she was like, no, it's fine.
And you're like, you know what?
Shit, dang it.
I think that's gonna turn out quite nice.
Oh yeah, but I got out of a lot of tickets with that picture.
That's hilarious.
That is great.
To be fair, they've probably seen worse at the DMV.
Oh, I'm sure they have. Those poor ladies.
My picture is, I have a shaved head, I have no glasses on, and I have no beard. And so,
well, hang on. So if you have no glasses on in your picture, do cops ever get confused when they look at the picture and look at you?
Like, I
know,
wait a
this
second.
Is on the back of it. That he
what's
wears
funny
lenses
is
I know, but that's like a superhero disguise is putting like some glasses on and nobody knows who you are.
I literally tell people, I'm like, dude, I'm just one hat away from wearing a full disguise. Sincerely, because I'm just, I don't look anything like the way I normally do that. Is this you? I'm like, yeah, that's me. I'm like, I have a beard and glasses. I get it. I'm a hat away from wearing a full disguise. I get it. So, yeah. Anyway, guys. So you guys have the show at Trixie's coming up. Metro Station.
Back to business.
And
here.
Summer. Metro Station, Summer Youth, Avion Row, and Assuming We Survive, our homeboys. That is going to be a good one. I'm going to be there 100%
and
for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And Lancifer.
Yeah, it's whatever band's on tour with them, too.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
You guys are going to definitely want to show up for that. I will be there passing out my Sean versus Wild flyers on the DL.
Speaking of which, you haven't bought a ticket.
I will. I'll buy it day of. I'll buy it DOS, day of show. but yeah, and then you guys have tour coming up. Indianapolis, St. Louis, not in that order, apparently.
St. Louis, Indianapolis. It's so short that you can get them mixed up.
Oh, yeah.
I think you guys should make tour t-shirts that just say Summer Youth. And then on the back, 2 dates.
Hey, guys, we got a couple weekend dates coming up. Better make our tour laminates.
I think you should get some laminates made,
get
some
laminates
tour tees.
Made, it'd be great. Dude,
that would be the funniest thing. If
I'm sure
ever
you
went,
motherfuckers want one.
Dude, if I ever went and saw a band that was on tour for 2 days, and they were selling shirts with just the 2 dates on the back, I would probably get it just for the novelty of walking around with that shirt.
Look,
on.
I'm not saying I gave you a fantastic idea, but I gave you a great idea.
We'll include your podcast on it, too.
Yeah, and you should go to audiophileinc.com and talk to Shane about it, and Shane will get it all printed up. Guys, if you're listening, Shane prints all the Summer Youth t-shirts as well. So
yeah, he does.
Yes, mm-hmm. He does.
He also printed all the Uh-Huh Baby Yeah t-shirts,
all,
too.
And
hey, sorry, I'm 6 beers deep.
That's true.
And he also did all the Iron Falcon shirts.
He did do Iron Falcon.
There you go, man. I didn't know that. Hey,
he would have done Prices on Our Heads if I hadn't known about him back in the day.
If Prices on Our Heads didn't have a shirt with the Price is Right logo on it, you guys really fudged up.
I feel like we talked about that a few times.
Well, they were very serious.
Look, guys, we cannot take
We got to take ourselves seriously, guys.
Yeah, man. We're a metal band. We got to look cool.
They were about as serious as Kevin is with shorts on stage.
Yeah, if either one of you motherfuckers wears a pair of shorts on stage again.
I tagged you guys in a shorts.
Yes, he did. Yeah, did you guys
diagram?
I tagged you guys.
Basically, it was like, are you Angus Young? Then yes, you can wear shorts. Are you not? No, you cannot.
Yeah. It was like, are you not? No. Are you an infant? Yes. Then you can wear shorts.
Hey, dude, if Trent Reznor does it, then I can too.
Hey, man.
Yeah, no, dude. Sorry, bro.
I don't know. Dude, the word's out. Guys,
if they're cargo. If you got fucking cargo shorts on, man, get
at least they were black, to be fair.
That's true. They were black. Guys, if you want to weigh in on this whole
comment below. This is a great thing. Yeah. This is a great thing. Comment. On the podcast, do you or do you not wear shorts on stage? And if so, of the cargo variety or the Dickies variety?
Of the cargo variety, ?
I went and saw Killswitch, and there was a bunch of shorts on stage.
I'm sure there were.
I went and saw Whitechapel.
Fucking Killswitch.
And saw Whitechapel. There's a bunch of shorts on stage.
Yeah, we're not Killswitch or Whitechapel.
So at what level of fame can you wear shorts?
You can wear whatever the fuck you want. You know,
like, I sit down. Apparently not.
No, I mean, guess
when you're cashing paychecks, you can do whatever you want.
Are you cashing checks with your name on it from the music you make? If the answer is yes, you can wear whatever the fuck you want.
What if we're just accepting cash and no checks yet, but we're making money?
Fantastic. Well, guys, I tell you what, man, it's been an awesome time sitting around eating really hot chips. I feel
those are good, dude.
I feel pretty spry. I feel like,
I feel about 5 years
it's
younger.
It's Granny Spry. Yeah.
It's Granny Spry. Since when does Grandma go to the dunes? But yeah, I feel pretty spry now, dude. My allergies just knocked it out of the park. Gone. But yeah, I've had a great time sitting around eating chips. Drinking PBR, looking at this PBR monster on the side of the box here.
What kind of box is that? If it's scaring you, I can turn it around because there's just a piece of grain on the inside.
Yeah, I can't hear you, dude. You're not talking to the mic.
What the heck?
That's what I'm saying.
There's a little monster on the side. I told you, I was right there in the end, too. That's what I was looking at.
Yeah, well, on the side I was on, I just had a piece of grain.
Yeah, well, I saw that end cap right there. The end cap's got the monster, too. See?
There you go.
I wasn't on that side either.
It didn't strike me as out of the usual for me. It's just a monster just drinking another, beer. Just whatever.
It looks like a
monster's got to relax too.
The cookie monster mated with a beer bottle and popped out that cat.
It looks like a blue Steve Wazowski from Monsters Inc.
Yeah,
that's Mike.
It's Mike Wazowski. Man. Mike Wazowski. Don't you know your Pixar movies?
Steve Wozniak from Apple. Looks like a blue Steve Wozniak from Apple.
Steve Wisnowski or whatever, or fucking from Eastbound and Down. Steve Wisnowski.
Steven Janowski.
That's it.
It's Stevie. Stevie Janowski. But guys,
name jumping that just went around.
Dude, we go that's the way. Hey, all that matters is we got the shit right at the end.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Fair. I'm proud you guys didn't give up.
Yeah, hey, dude, you know me, dude. Hustle, loyalty, respect. Never give up. But guys, where can people find Summer Youth on the internet?
You can find us
just fucking Google us.
You know what, dude? Just fucking
don't
get on Google
us. You'll never Google. Find it.
You will never find us. Just, you'll find Summer Youth program.
Unless you want to find a summer camp to go get molested at.
YMCA Summer Youth Camp. Like all kinds of shit. All right.
So don't Google us.
If you just go thesummeryouth.com or Summer Youth or thesummeryouth at Facebook or Twitter.com/thesummeryouth. Most of it is the Summer Youth. So just hit us up. Go check out what we got going on. Go look at the shows. Go to our website. You can look at, we actually have shirts on sale right there. All of our shows posted. Like everything is right there for you.
Fantastic, guys. The Summer Youth. It's crush that you put the Summer Youth.
Otherwise, you'll find some employment program in New York.
Exactly. Which we get tagged in all the time.
All the time.
And they get pissed because they get paid like 1/4% of what they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
Perfect. I hope that employment program tags me.
That you got that was like, fuck you motherfuckers. It was like, you sons of bitches. You can suck my dick. And it was like this picture of this kid's bank account, And it was like, I was supposed to get a check for $304. And it was like, $17.
Yeah.
And he was like, they don't pay their people right or whatever. It was like some youth employment program.
We get tagged in these pretty regularly.
Not only are we a band, we also run.
We also
run a summer camp on the side.
It's slave labor.
We run a summer camp and then people like, you know, make t-shirts and stuff. Great. But anyway, guys, I thank you so much for hanging out here. And I just really want to destroy the rest of these 30 Pabst Blue Ribbons. I haven't had a PBR in a hot minute.
Hey, we're over halfway through, man.
Absolutely, guys.
Let's finish them.
We're going to. And guys, if you like what you heard, you can like, share, subscribe, whatever. Like, share, subscribe.
Just hit
some
buttons.
On the damn internet, dude.
Speaking of which, subscribe to our YouTube, man. Please.
Please and thank you.
Subscribe to Summer Use YouTube. Subscribe to mine, dude. Mine's like a tumbleweed blowing out there in the podcast wind.
Saw a horn of tumbleweed blow by.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, if you guys like what you heard, man, check out Summer Use. Check out Sean vs. Wild. We're all on the same things. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, what have you. And yeah, guys, thank you so much for coming out here. And let's finish drinking these PBRs and these IBCs.
You're welcome.
And thanks for coming to the SVWPC, dude.
Thanks for having us.
PBRs and IBCs in the SVWPC. Okay.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, what's up? Guys.
Dodie.
Dodie just Freddie Mercury.
That was Goins.
Yeah, sorry.
Both call
Goins just ripped.
Goins just Freddie Mercury the mic right off the stand. But you looked great. You made it happen.
Hey, man. I'm just happy to have this all done.
I'm just happy to be here. You know what? I'm having a great time. But guys, I've had a great time. This has been the Sean vs. Wild podcast.